BMW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
How are you doing this morning?
Okay, enjoying riding to work, sipping on coffee.
Yeah, and how was your day yesterday?
Not at all. Just trying to get caught up. Make sure I stay ahead of my work. That way, whenever the end of the year comes, I can transition to my new area.
I'll move areas after you just learned the other one?
Moving through the hall that is right off of 101. It's the newer hall that's kind of up on the hill to us. But, yeah, so after 22 years, I'll be moving up to the new hall.
What are they doing there? Just different cars?
Different car, but let's see. I'll be moving from doing windshields and seats to the dash and the headliner be the two biggest things they do.
I think my sister, for years, she worked on the line. She used to do headlight alignments and front end alignments.
The roll booth then.
On that one, and then she did what, driving it in a little booth or something, you know, she did that, and then she did, I guess, final inspection.
Most right. Everybody that does the headlight adjust and whatnot, they'll do the roll booth and a couple other things on the other side. Some of them do the final inspection.
Entered to Illinois for a couple of weeks to help out at a distribution center up there, but you get, I guess if you're the lead supervisor or whatever, they want you to have a credit card that has a $10,000 limit in case something happens, and it's like, yeah, that's probably not happening.
I don't want to do that either. Shoot, when I went to Germany, I applied for a BMW credit card. Basically, they got the bill and everything. No, I got the bill, but it was still through the company, and you just had to turn in the paperwork for it.
Company credit card. It was your credit card through BMW?
Weird, because it wasn't like you had to fill out a credit report or nothing. It didn't show up on my, as being my card, but, yeah, it's got my name on it, and I think I got the bill. Yeah, I got the bills in from what I spent on it, and you just had to turn those in, and they basically pay the bill for you.
That wouldn't be bad, you know what I mean? But yeah, they wanted to, they said, well, we got to work on getting you in a car, and then next year we're probably going to Germany, so you got to work on getting a passport and that. It's like, I ain't paying for anything other than my food if you're sending me out of town for your business.
Back of that, but yeah, usually it's kind of pay for it, and they reimburse you as you go. It's kind of weird, but yeah.
My expense check with no taxes taken out since I already paid the taxes on it the first time?
When we do it, like, whenever I went to Germany, I got a daily allotment for food, and then I think I was about it. You get your per diem, and that was pretty much it. But yeah, I mean, I had to pay for the room when I got to Germany, and I got reimbursed for that, which I used the company card. And then I would just, while I was there, I just used my normal money. And then I was reimbursed for everything. So anything I paid for while I was there, besides just normal stuff, I get reimbursed for that wasn't included in my per diem. And everything was paid for. You know, they serve nasty food on plane.
That's about standard, right? Hey, have you heard from, like, Mike or Tim or Ed or anything?
When I talked to Mike, I think it was last week, I called him one day. I think he's been going in a little earlier. So I called him one day last week and talked to him. But usually if I get in the truck 6:15, he's probably, I think he's already in by then.
And getting there, a good bit earlier than he used to. So unless he's running really late, we won't catch him.
Tim's been doing that for a while, and then Mike's now doing it. So, yeah, if I get on at the wrong time, I either won't get... it's too late to catch him and too early to catch you.
Try to leave at 5:30 best I can.
It'll be is whether I got to be at work at 6 a.m. for the new haul in January.
No telling about that, right?
Line doesn't start. You know, we don't start the line until 7 o'clock. We start the meeting, and then the associates go to the line. 7:07, it'll start up. But it's weird because, you know, we're in our meeting with our section manager, my manager, from 6 o'clock until 6:30, 6:45, 7 if we run over. So where it's always been when I first started, you would, you know, the line would start and then everybody would go to the meeting. But that changed over the years.
Hey, while I'm thinking about it, I probably won't be on the air on Thursday. I'm going to take a vacation day. My furnace had went out, and I got a guy coming to look at replacement and everything, and then they got to go to the... I'm going to have to replace two furnaces and that, then I might as well do some remodeling, so got to go to the bank, see what we can work out.
Sucks, but at least you can take the day off and take care of what you need.
After 30 years, the furnace finally got a crack in the heat exchanger.
It was. I had to replace my heat pump and everything a couple years back. That was a fun expense.
Mine's 31 years old. You got anybody that can do a good job on it?
We went with a local company to start with. You know, I tried to support small business, and that honestly didn't work out too well, so we had to have Davis Services start coming out, and we were pretty pleased with them after they started working on our unit. So, because it was sad, we had a brand new unit from the smaller company that they said was so great, and we ended up just kind of having problems with it here and there. But since Davis came out, we haven't hardly had any problems since.
We're under contract for coming out every so often to check it.
They were supposed to, but then we never heard from them. And with Davis, we did it for about a year, and I thought about doing it for a little longer, but just never got back around to signing back up. But yeah, we paid in our agreement with the smaller company that we went through. It was supposed to be that they came out, you know, twice a year to service it. I ain't heard from them since they put it in.
Was that so I don't pick them?
Change names now. It was Bowen Springs Heating and Air, and now it's another company. So, I mean, now the owner, when he came out, I have to give him credit. He knew his stuff, and he took care of our unit when he tried to come out. But like every time they came, they would just do it. Like one time we had an issue with our unit, and it just felt like every time they come out, it was always our fault. Brand new unit, you know, changed from like hot to cold one time. And something happened and it fried the circuit board, and they're like, oh yeah, that's because your filter was a little dirty. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I'll be looking for a tile remodeler or whatever. Got anybody in mind?
There, shoot, I busted the tile up my kitchen a long time ago, and I just had some friends from work come over and help me put down the laminate flooring, but... No, I've never really dealt with it beyond that.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick. So how hard was it to get that tile up?
Hammer, because I got the concrete backer boards. So I used a hammer and a reciprocating saw, and you could go buy a flat blade for it, and that helped out a lot. So I would just kind of bust it up and then use that flat blade to separate the tile from the concrete backer board.
I don't know what's under this board. Come on in, Patrick.
I didn't want to interrupt the conversation there. I just want to let you know I was here.
KN4TFW, you're a little bit earlier this morning.
A little more motivated this morning than I did yesterday.
Say 7-3 and start my trek into the plant. So y'all have a great day. Be safe on your way to work, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
73, Andrew. We'll try to catch you later. KN4TFW.
73's Andrew. Have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
But I won't be on Thursday, and then I won't take a vacation day. I got to do some refinancing and that to get a couple of new heating and air units.
I'll keep that in mind. Doors went out after 30 years.
Could have lasted longer than that, right?
Next one won't.
Yeah, I know it, and I hate that. But it started giving me a carbon monoxide alarm, so it's got to have a crack in the exchanger, I'm sure.
Probably so. Battery's got a leak somewhere.
Like that on that, it's the downstairs one, so the AC was working fine on that one. I ain't never had to work on it, and now the heat's messed up on it, and then the AC's messed up on the one upstairs.
Replacing both units.
We're just gonna go ahead and do that, do some other remodeling in the house, and then get some upgrades, because we had to do it. We needed to do it anyway, and because a couple of years ago when we were trying to sell, it's like, well, you know, this is a bad point, and this is a bad point, so I just need to fix all of those things.
Especially since you're considering moving here in the next little while anyway, if you can find something.
Put in one of them, you know, one of them chair lifts that hook on the side of the stairs that go up the stairs and that. If I can get one of those, then heck, then I'll just stay there, I guess.
You riding that up and down the stairway there?
You know, my mother-in-law had knee surgery. She lives with my sister-in-law, and they have a three-story house, and the driveway, while the driveway's short, maybe only 40 feet, I swear that sucker's on about a 35-degree angle.
Coming to my place.
Take the dining room and put a bed in there so she can't, you know, because she can't go up and down the stairs. So, you know, just got to have some kind of game plan.
We have like 5 stairs to get into the house, and that's it. And that's too many.
Though it's like it's 5 to get in the house, then it's 2 down to get into the den, then it's 10 up to get to the level above the garage, and then it's 5 more up to get to the level for the bedrooms, and then this is covered up in stairs. The problem with downstairs is I got the den, I got the kitchen, and I got the dining room. So, you know, there's not really a lot of things you can do to make a downstairs bedroom.
You should turn the garage into a downstairs bedroom or something.
About that, but dang, it's I lose all that space, and then it's still 4 steps down into the garage level.
That's, when we're looking at a place, that's one of our big considerations. No stairs. It's one level. I would prefer no steps to even get into the house.
A slab house, right?
Or you can put a basement in, and then you can have a basement where you can drive around on the other side and come in that way. You'll have stairs going up and down inside, but you don't have to use them.
Matt, you don't know anybody that does some tile work, do you?
I don't. I don't know how to help you on that one, especially down there.
Getting my kitchen tile up, I just don't really know how they, you know, how they put it down. You know, did they put cement board and really put it down good, or did they just halfway do it? You know, and it may just pop right up. You don't never know until you get started.
The threshold up in one of the rooms and look and see.
plates off, right? Because they got the, you know, the floor bench. Take one of those off and maybe be able to see.
Or that. And that should let you know.
Almost like moving furniture all around to, you know, to accommodate, you know, taking the carpet up. And then I'm kind of torn between putting down some kind of wood flooring or going back with carpet.
I'll tell you on that one. We got tile in our master bath that I put down, I don't know, 10 years ago. And I don't know, it's nice tile in the bathroom in one way, and in another way I hate it. So I don't know which way to tell you. And we got carpet through the rest of the house in the kitchen. And it's got linoleum floors in it, and sometimes I think that's the best way to go.
Our downstairs doesn't have any carpet. It just has, you know, wood floors. And the upstairs is all carpeted, and the stairs are carpeted. So I know I definitely ain't going to put carpet back on the stairs. I just got to, you know, figure out what to do there. And then, but, you know, tile in the bathroom is nice. But, boy, if you don't have a rug down there, man, it's going to be cold on your feet.
That, and we put 1 foot square black tile down, and it constantly looks dirty. I mean, you can't get it clean. If you mop it, it's got a streak in it. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I just don't like it after we got it down.
What color was it?
Black.
And they put, it's like a 1 foot square, white tile, and that with a little bit of, maybe it's got a slight pink hue to it, and that with darn white grout. And it's like, really, you can't ever get it clean or make it look clean.
That new linoleum they got that looks like wood floor, I think that's some of the best looking stuff out there, and it's probably the easiest to take care of.
That one's, I thought they make some tile that looks like that too. And that, you know, if you put some dark grout, it might be good.
They do. They make a tile that looks the same way with dark grout. The church got it in Fellowship Hall.
Decide what we want to do anyway, and then figure out how to move the furniture around to get it accomplished. May have to just get some movers to just take it down the stairs and store it in the garage.
Or HKX, that or any one of those mini pods or whatever they are that you can move around.
Matt, yeah, the problem is that the upstairs furniture is really big.
Is always at the top of the stairs, and you got to get it up and down from there.
I made it up there. I was a little bit younger, but I had somebody put it up there, and now I'm just too old to get it down the stairs. I mean, one piece comes apart in four pieces, so you can imagine, and they go almost to the ceiling.
Hiring a mover also. Go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm coming up on the black hole up here. You're probably getting close anyway. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3s this morning. Have a great day. Great to talk to you today, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4-HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
You have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you later, and at least in the morning. KN4-TFW.